This is Harvey Wasserman. I'm the chair of the KPFK local station board. We're convening our regular meeting. This is January 7th, 2024. Is there anything else I need to lay down here? I'm actually in the east, so it's 10:40 my time. It's 10:40 Pacific time. And we are beginning our KPFK board meeting on January 7th, 2024, the first of the new year. Is there anything else I need to put in this opener here? Well, yeah. Without objection, we will, our previous recording secretary, Myla, will continue to help out with the functionary secretarial duties, calling the roll, et cetera, until the body decides who will take on the secretarial duties going forward. She is currently a member of the PMB. And we are, we want to thank Myla for her incredible work here. This meeting could not have happened with her as along, without her, along with so much else at Pacifica. So thank you, Myla, for your incredibly hard and extensive work. It is deeply appreciated. Can we, call the roll to make sure that we have a quorum and move ahead?
Wonderful. Thank you, Harvey, and thanks for the kind words.
They're well deserved.
Rodrigo Argueta Vargas, please sign in or speak, say something. Good morning, Rodrigo. Thank you. Christina Avalos, are you present?
Good morning. Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. And Happy New Year to everybody. Doug Barnett, have you joined us yet? Okay, I'm not hearing from Doug. Veronica Becerra, are you here this morning? I'm not hearing Veronica. I will come back. Mike Breslick, good morning. Are you with us? I would appreciate it if people mute themselves unless they're called on for roll call because it's confusing. I'm hearing other sound. Mike Bresler. Don't hear you. I'll come back. Tatanka Bricka.
Good yeah, presente.
Thank you, dear. Rachel Brunke, good morning.
Good morning. I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Rachel.
Sue Cohen Johnson, good afternoon in Georgia, right?
Right, here.
Thank you. John Cromshow, good morning. Don't hear you. I'll come back. Ace Estwick, good morning. Don't hear you. I'll come back. Victor Rami, we heard you earlier. Would you say
good morning? Something? Sorry. John Crumshow.
Oh, okay. That's John. Okay. And what about Vic? We heard
you. I'm here.
Oh, thank you. Mecca, also known as Ariana Gladney, slave name. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jan Goodman, good morning.
I'm here. Good morning.
Wendell Handy, our hardest working broadcast engineer at KPFK. Are you with us this morning? I don't hear you. Nikki Hahn, helping out as a co-host, much appreciated. Good morning. Say something, please.
Here. Hi.
Hi, Nikki.
Thank you. Michael Heiss.
Here, and I'm going to have to sign off, but mark me for roll call, and I'll try and rejoin if my meeting gets canceled.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for doing that, Michael, and enjoy your conference.
Yeah, appreciate you, Michael. Avelia Jones.
I'm here.
Extraordinary. Thank you so much. And Oye Oye Ipo, good morning.
Oye, you with us?
I'll come back and give you a moment to unmute. I know I saw you earlier. And would the co-host please admit there are a couple of people I noticed in the waiting room. If you would admit those people, that would be great. Robert Payne, can you speak up? I know you're using the same connection as Nancy Perlman. Can we hear your voice, please? Robert. I'll come back. Nancy Perlman, can you unmute? Nancy?
Robert Payne is here.
Okay, Nancy Perlman's here. Robert Payne, he's here. He's also trying to go in on the cell phone, but he didn't know he had to press a star six or something.
Oh. Well, we did hear his voice, so thank you, Nancy. There's no proxy. We have to verify it by
audio. Yeah. Say something, Robert.
Just a moment.
No, we heard him. We heard him. Thank you.
Here I is.
Okie doke. And I'm calling myself, Myla Reason. I am present. Oscar Ulloa, good morning. Buenos dias.
Presente, buenos dias.
Thank you.
Hi, Oscar. Glad to have you with us.
And, our fearless chair for the time being, Harvey Wasserman.
Hi.
Great. And I see in the chat that that Nikki needs to be remade as a co-host. I will do that after this roll call. Carlos Zavala, good morning.
Bon dia, feliz ano novo.
Hey, Carlos.
And now I'm going to circle back and ask again, has Doug Barnett joined us yet? I do not hear Doug. Veronica Becerra, have you joined us yet? I don't hear Veronica. Mike Bresler, I think Mike might have asked for an excused absence. But I believe he did. But I would have to go back and check. Somebody wrote okay. Ace Estwick, are you here with us yet? Okay. And Wendell Handy and Oye Ipo. So
I'm here.
Oh good. Yeah. Oh good. Oye, thank you. So let's see.
Glad to have you with us.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
A record. A new record.
Please note also, this is Michael Novick, the interim general manager. I don't count towards the quorum, but I'm an ex officio member.
Yeah, oh, thank you, for reminding me. Very, very helpful. I was not looking at the proper spreadsheet. Our IGM, thank you for joining us, Michael. I know it's your grandson's birthday and that this is a sacrifice, and you'd much prefer to be with him instead of, here.
Okay.
And I'm just typing this. And also, Kim Kaufman was already called. Oh, Kim Kaufman spoke up in terms of identify on the Zoom. But our treasurer, Kim Kaufman, also an ex officio. Or is that so? Kim, good morning.
I am ex officio, but I am present.
Great. Thank you.
I'm just a treasurer.
Thank you, Kim.
Much appreciated. Okay.
All right. are there excused absences? Is anyone aware of a request for an excused absence?
Harvey, this is Myla. May I be recognized?
Please.
I would like to move all absences, because we're still kind of doing a schedule, and this we had been meeting on the third Sunday. We're meeting on the first Sunday, and so I would like to move that all people who are absent today be excused by this board.
I'm fine with that. Does anybody object? So moved. Thank you very much, Myla. No, there'll be.
I think it needs to be seconded, Harvey.
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you, Rachel. Anybody object? Okay, all absences are excused. Thank you for that.
We need parliamentarian object. Listen, just right off the bat, let's get this unanimous consent business good, because once the chair says if there's no objection. And nobody objects. It's a done deal. You don't need a second. There's no debate. So that's,
Oh, thank you very much.
Good deal.
Okay. Good deal. So no one objected, and, all absences are excused, and all children are above average. Does anyone wish to be a timekeeper? We need a timekeeper. Now, don't all crowd up at once here. Okay, no one wants to be a timekeeper.
I'll do it, though I have to leave early, but I'm happy to do it while I'm here.
Who's this?
This is Kirby Washington.
Okay, Kirby. Thank you very much. 90 seconds apiece. Can we do that? Give him a 10 second warning at 80.
Got it.
Okay, bro. Thank you very much. Agenda approval.
Harvey, this is Myla again. We could also use a timekeeper for items. So if Kirby is timekeeper for individual speaking, we could also use someone to keep track of that we're on time with respect to our agenda and the allotted time for each item. If somebody would step up.
If not, we'll wing that one.
I'll do that. And, okay. Harvey.
Yeah.
Is sometimes we use 90 seconds for the first time somebody speaks and 60 seconds for the second time they speak on the same subject.
All right. That's good. Kirby, you good with that?
That sounds great.
Okay. And then, the third time the trapdoor drops and the person disappears. All right. Thank you for that.
Excuse me. I have one more question.
Yeah.
When you go to a new topic, can you tell me how many minutes, that section has in it so that I can?
All right. So this section has 20 minutes, but we're getting there and we'll get through it and then we'll get to the elections. I don't have 20 minutes. I'll go over the time in a minute. Okay. Are there objections?
Just for each one as you come to it. That's all.
Please. Okay. That's good. Agenda approval. Is there any objection to the agenda? Hearing no objection, as per our, parliamentarian, the agenda is approved. I'm going to give the basic game plan for today's meeting is that we will, have 20 minutes upcoming for the election of new officers for the LSB. And that will take 20 minutes. We're going to put in for a new chair, a vice chair, a treasurer, and secretary. And we want to thank Terry Goodman and Sarah Roos for volunteering to be our tellers. Terry and Sarah are experienced and do a great job. And thank you so much, both of you, for volunteering to do this. And I finally did meet Sarah the other day. Good to see you. I'll go for 20 minutes on that. And then we'll be joined by our executive director, Stephanie Wells, who will give us a report, go around 30 minutes, and then 30 minutes after that for public comment. However, if we go over, we have a hard time at 12:15 to elect delegates to the Pacifica National Board. That was announced. So wherever we're at with public comment at that time, we are going to break at 12:15 to have this election, and we will then, once it's over, we will resume with our reports from our committees, and then resume back with public comment, so that we can fulfill our need for public comment. But that any residual time will be stacked up behind the executive director and the committee reports. Okay. So, and that will be, so we're figuring 20 minutes for the elections, after the, 12:15 break, committee reports will be about 20 minutes. And then the remainder time will be taken up with, a public comment. Okay. Minutes, have been submitted. Is that correct, Myla? Myla,
I was muted, and I am sorry, but yes, everybody's received the minutes.
Is there objection?
Everybody's been sent the minutes. I should.
All right, can we approve the minutes as sent? Objection. Hearing no objection, the minutes are approved. Avelia, can you do your magnificent job on the land back statement?
I'm ready.
Please.
Our land back.
Please.
It's a relationship with Mother Earth that is symbiotic and just, where we have reclaimed stewardship. It is bringing out our people with us as we move towards liberation and embodied sovereignty through an organizing, political, and narrative framework. It's a long legacy of warriors and leaders who sacrificed freedom and life. It is a catalyst for current generation organizers and centers the voices of those who represent our future. It is recognizing that our struggle is interconnected with the struggles of all oppressed peoples. It is a future where Black reparations and Indigenous land back coexist, where BIPOC collective liberation is at the core. It is acknowledging that only when Mother Earth is well can we, her children, be well. It is our belonging to the land because we are the land. We are the land back. Thank you.
Thank you, Averia. Always very moving. We really appreciate that. Do we have someone to read the mission statement?
I believe that's Nikki Hahn.
Nikki Hahn, please.
Hi. Yes. Okay. Mission statement. To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting operations, to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Beautiful job. Very well done.
Harvey, I'm sorry. I just want to interrupt to say that I noticed that Ace Estwick has joined, and if I could just mark Ace as present, if you would unmute yourself and tell us that you're here for the audio recording.
I am here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Glad to have you with us. Thanks, Ace, for joining us. We're going to have a fundraising appeal from Tatanka Bricka. Tatanka, you are experienced at this and a great activist. Can you give us a pitch?
Sure. I'm going to take this time. Thank you, everyone, for showing up. I don't have to tell anyone here about how important fundraising is. So I'm going to ask you each to give some thought to that one person you may know or not yet know that you feel could be up to the challenge of being part of or perhaps chairing the finance committee to work on fundraising, a fundraising chairperson. Someone who holds deeply the values of KPFA and Pacifica at heart, a commitment to peace and social justice, free speech, deep respect for those opposing positions, commitment to majority rule with rights for the minority. As we know, all of our fate of our democratic republic hangs in the balance right now. Not only our lives and all humans throughout the planet, but all living things, life itself. And we have approximately 1 month until we can find a finance chair. So let's get this one right. Let's find someone not overwhelmed by the need, over the next 1, 2, 3 years to raise significant money in the millions and sees this as an incredible bargain for the community, an inestimable price for free speech. Someone who understands that this money is all around us in Southern California and simply needs the right person and the right team of people on our finance committee to offer them an opportunity to be a significant part of creating a KPFA legacy era at this moment. This is a moment of renaissance for our struggling station, deep in the heart of this, all this chaos and uncertainty. This station can be a calm in the storm, a safe landing place for all who have organized all this time for peace and social justice and for all who dare to invest our lives in this nonviolent struggle for life against the forces of violence and death. Please think about it. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. Much appreciated, Tatanka Bricka. We,
make a John Crum show.
John Crum show, go ahead. Do you want to add to that?
Thank you, Tatanka. And the radio station is KPFK. You mentioned KFA twice, I'm sure, because of your affiliation. But
thank you. I meant to say KPFK. My whole life has been with A, so thank you for that.
Well, let's just say Pacifica, and thank you so much for that, Tatanka and John. Andrew, you have a hand, but can you? We'll allow it, but can you be very, very brief, please?
Yeah, Tatanka kept saying finance committee, and he said fundraising committee. Please clarify.
Oh, all right. Myra, is there a difference between a finance committee and a fundraising committee?
I noticed that too, but I didn't want to nitpick.
Well, we're gonna, that's a good point, Andrew, and let's deal with that at our next meeting, because it is something, an issue we're gonna have to grapple with, and, we don't really have time in the agenda today, but thank you for raising that. And, it is an important point. So we will.
Thank you for raising it. There is a connection. They're not exactly the same. Thank you.
Exactly right. Okay. All right. We do want to call for the next meeting. It has been suggested that we meet on February 4th, which is the 37th birthday of my twin daughters. So it's auspicious for me. There's a question of whether we should meet at 10:30 or at 1 o'clock. Is there objection to meeting, our next meeting being on February 4th? And then the question will be, what time? Okay, hearing no objection, our next meeting will be February 4th. Do we want to, have a vote, 10:30 on one hand or 1 o'clock on the other? Is that an easy way to do this? Do people want to make a point? That we know that some people cannot meet at 10:30. We don't know if that applies at 1 o'clock. How about this? Yes, Michael, go ahead.
Yes, and I certainly understand and, salute, one of the folks, and I apologize, I don't remember her name, who had asked for the afternoon, but, before I, blow out here, I would like to, request that we consider 10:30 only because there will be occasion where these things run awfully, awfully long, and to start it earlier in the day means that you can attend the meeting and not get hung up and basically have to have a meeting absorb the whole day. So I just wanted to throw that into the pot. Thank you.
Okay. Well, anyone else want to have an opinion on this? Thank you, Michael, for that. Anyone want to express a preference? Christina Avalos?
Yeah, are we meeting on the first week now instead of the third?
Well, it's not going to be regular, but we do want to, and necessary, we will discuss that. We'd like in the next meeting to set an annual, an agenda for our meeting schedule for the whole year. But we won't do that today. Is that all right? But we do want to, that's one of the reasons we want to convene early in February so we can set an agenda for the whole year, schedule. For the whole year.
Sure. Okay.
But we won't do that now.
Hi, this is Rachel Brunke.
Yes, Rachel, please.
Yeah, so a couple of days ago I sent out an email. I realized we were kind of supposed to chime in perhaps on email, and that I said that my preference was 1 p.m. I'm kind of trying to help other people out who want to have it be 1 p.m. It's not that important for me personally because I'm going to try and change my other Unitarian commitment to another week. So.
Okay.
I'm back to neutral.
We've had a few. There's a Quaker meeting also. Can we do this? Can we? And this is not in any way, shape, or form adversarial. How about if we call the roll and you express your preference for either 10:30 or 1 o'clock, and we'll, one will be 10:30, the other will be 1 o'clock, and then whichever has the majority prevails. Is that okay?
Harvey, I have a suggestion.
Please.
And that is that people either say 10:30, 1 o'clock, or no preference.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine with me. Okay, can you call the roll, please, Maya? Yes. Again, okay, we're voting.
Mr. President.
Who is HTX?
That's
Is it Dennis. Possible?
Dennis.
Go is ahead. It possible that you can use the show of hands feature,
it's too difficult. I think
it's a little dicey.
Okay. All right. That's a thought.
Thank you, Dennis. Okay. Myra, again, we're voting 10:30, 1 o'clock, or no preference.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I want to make, Nikki a co-host.
Okay. While you're doing that, I will explain that my hat is from the University of Michigan, where I graduated in 1867. And we are playing on Monday tomorrow for the national championship. So those of you with no preference, if you'll join me in rooting for the Wolverines, I greatly appreciate it. Thank you. We haven't been national champs since 1997, so it's been a long dry spell.
I have no preference, but I will root heartily for the Wolverines, Harvey.
Thank you so much. And I will note that the Wolverine is one of the few animals in the natural kingdom that actually kills for sport. 99.9% of the animals that kill in nature eat what they kill, but the Wolverines seem to enjoy killing for no reason. So there you go. Okay. Are we good? Good to go here?
Yes. Myla?
Okay.
Rodrigo, 10:30, 1 p.m. or no preference?
1 p.m.
Okay. Christina?
No preference.
Okay. Doug Barnett is not here because of the speaker meeting. Veronica Becerra, I don't think you're here. Mike Bresler is not here. So next up, Tatanka.
No preference.
Okay. Rachel? Brunke.
No preference.
Okay. Sue Cohen Johnson.
Sue? Sue Cohen Johnson?
No preference. No preference.
Thank you.
Okay.
John Crumshaw.
10:30, and may I say that the Wolverine gives a new meaning to AI, that is animal intelligence.
There you go.
Okay. Ace Estwick.
10:30.
Okay. Victor Ami.
Hello? Ace?
No, Vic.
Vic.
Oh, Vic, I'm sorry. Vic?
Sorry. It took me a minute.
No problem.
10:30 is fine.
Mecca?
Did you say 10:30?
Yes. Yeah, he said 10:30.
Ariana Gladney, Mecca.
1 o'clock works for me. Can you hear me?
Mecca, you're a little garbled though. What did you say? Sorry.
Sorry. 1 o'clock works for me.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay. Jan Goodman.
I actually have a preference for an earlier time, but I will vote for 1 o'clock to accommodate those who can't make it earlier.
Oh, thank you. And I don't think Wendell Handy has joined the meeting. Nikki Hahn?
Nikki? Can you hear us, Nikki?
Nikki's muted. Oh, she may be having that problem with, oh.
There you go, you're unmuted.
10:30.
Okay. Michael Heiser, are you still here? Or did you come back?
10:30.
Okay, Michael Heiss, I'm not hearing from Michael.
He expressed a preference for 10:30. I don't know if we can vote for him, but.
Okay. Avelia Jones.
Avelia?
No preference.
Okay. Oye Ipo? Not hearing you, Oye. Robert Payne.
Robert?
Oh.
Okay, 10:30.
Okay. Okay, Nancy Perlman.
10:30.
Okay. I am going to vote for 1 p.m. as Jan Goodman did, not because I prefer it, but in order to allow for people who cannot make 10:30 because of other commitments. Oscar?
10:30.
Harvey?
No preference.
Carlos?
10:30.
Okay, so didn't hear from Doug because he has his Quaker meeting at this time. Veronica Becerra, Mike Bresler did not vote. I did not, Wendell Handy did not vote. Mike Heiss did not vote. And Oye Ipo did not vote. Is Oye with us? I thought I identified Oye in, roll call, but I'm wondering now if, can anyone see whether Oye is actually here?
Oye, not? Are you here? We don't see a response, but he did check in, so.
Well, did he? That's the question. Oh, yeah, he did. No, I'm sorry. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4 votes for 1 p.m. We have an overwhelming response for, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for 10:30, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for no preference. So,
all right. So, I guess it's decided. On February 4th, we will meet in 2024. We will meet at 10:30. We will deal with long-term scheduling committee thing assignments and other issues at that time. Thank you very much, everybody, for that. It's now 11:12:13 Pacific time. We have 20 minutes for elections of new officers for the KPFK board. We did have a discussion. It wasn't clear. There was the question of whether or not nominations had to be seconded. Some said no, some say yes. So just to be safe, if someone is nominated, maybe we can second them just for the
No seconds are ever necessary for any nomination, but as you will.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. We choose to not second or not at your discretion. We are in the process now of electing 4 officers to the KPFK board. We will have a PMB meeting at 12:15 to elect delegates to the PMB. But this is for this KPFK board going forward. My term has gratefully expired. And I will not be running for re-election. If elected, I will not serve. Do we have nominations going forward for a new chair for the KPFK board. I do want to say, by the way, it's been an honor to serve, and I've actually enjoyed it. And I hope we've moved forward in this time of my tenure, but I look forward to having another chair. Are there nominations for the chair?
Harvey, may I be recognized? I just wanted to take note that we're very happy to have our Pacifica Executive Director, Stephanie Wells, has just joined the call.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
And we're a little bit behind schedule. We're going to have our elections according to our agenda, and then we're going to hear from Stephanie, and it looks like we will then recess and become delegates, and then we'll have our public comment period after when we return, because I don't think we're going to have time for it.
But. All right, we'll deal with that. Thank you so much. Welcome, Stephanie. Glad to have you with us. Do we have nominations for a new chair for the KPFK board?
Excuse me, how much time is allocated to this section?
20 minutes.
20 minutes? Okay, thank you.
Hopefully we can do it more quickly. And we will have a one-minute speech from each candidate. Do we have nominations for the chair of the KPFK OSB? Myra?
I would, it's my honor to nominate Tatanka Bricka. To be our fearless leader and chair.
Well, if I were him, I'd be fearful. But Tatanka, do you accept the nomination as chair of the board?
Yes, I humbly do.
Thank you. Is there? I will second that. Just for pro forma. Is there another nomination for chair for the KPFK OSB?
I want to nominate. Myla Reason.
I absolutely do not accept, and if elected, I will not serve.
But thank you for that. It's a high compliment. Myla's work has been phenomenal.
I appreciate that.
Chairman Wasserman?
And for the purpose of the secretary, that was Sue Cohen-Johnson, who nominated me, and I'm grateful for the nomination. But decline, nonetheless.
Avelia Jones, you have a hand?
I do have a hand. I have two, actually. But
Are you going to nominate Thomas Jefferson? I am not.
I am going to nominate someone of equal stature, Jan Goodman. Jan, I don't know what else to say. She's a lawyer, activist, has always been involved with nonprofit.
You're
programs.
Muted, Jan.
I decline. Before you go on, waste another moment. I decline.
Okay.
I think Tatanka will be a fabulous chair, and he's been in leadership in many positions, and I decline.
I think you're the better thinker. Thank you.
Well, women are always better thinkers than men. That's a given. But anyone else have a nomination for the chair of the KPFK board? I just want to urge you, Tatanka, to remember this is KPFK, not KPFA. So, right. Okay? Anyone else? Okay, you do have the option to write in. When we're done with the nominations, Terry Goodman, if you would step forward and explain how this election will work, that would be wonderful. Or Sarah Roots, either one of you. Vice Chair.
I want to nominate, Harvey Wasserman for chair.
Well, thank you. But you know, if I was foolish enough to continue, with this job, I wouldn't be qualified. So I really appreciate the nomination. Thank you very much. But I respectfully declined. And I do appreciate it. Thank you. Is anyone else wish to become the chair of the run for the chair of the KPFK board? Okay.
Are there any self nominations? Nikki Hahn?
We have to keep this moving. Come on.
Thank you for that. Do you wish to serve as KPFK chair? Nikki Hahn, I gotta unmute you.
I appreciate the nomination, but I think to talk as much.
Okay.
I'm gonna decline, but I appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Nikki, and thank you for that, Sue. Myra, go ahead.
I did send out an email nominating Nikki for vice chair.
Oh.
And I'd like to do that.
Again, hearing no further nominations, Tatanka is in the position of Dwight Eisenhower running for the unopposed here. But we do have the option to write in, as Terry or Sarah and or Sarah will explain. Vice chair, are there nominations for vice chair?
I just nominated Nikki.
Nikki Bond, would you accept becoming vice chair? Nikki? Again, she's having technical problems, but she...
Yes, I will.
You will accept
the nomination of a vice chair. Thank you, Myla.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there a second, just for the heck of it?
Jan Goodman seconds.
Okay. Thank you. I personally will step forward and nominate John Cromshow for vice chair. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
May I just interrupt and say, please say your name when you're speaking so that it can be recorded in the minutes and also on the audio so that people know so that was Tatanka, I believe.
Yes.
Seconding. So just say Tatanka Bricka seconding the nomination. That's helpful. Thank you.
Right. And it was Harvey Wasserman who nominated John Cromshow. John, would you accept becoming vice chair of the KPFK board?
Yes, I would accept.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any further nominations for vice chair? Okay, we'll move on. Secretary, treasurer, let's do treasurer first, follow the money. Does anyone have nominations for someone to become treasurer of the KPFK board? Myla?
Yeah, I also sent this in an email. I really appreciate the dedication of Kim Kaufman and her work as treasurer for a long time now, and I'd like to her to be elected once again as our treasurer.
Okay, and to save time, I will second that nomination. This is Harvey Wasserman. I think Kim does an amazing job. Kim, are you willing to accept going forward as treasurer of KPFK board?
I am. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And any further nominations for treasurer of the KPFK board? Hearing none, secretary, do we have nominations for secretary of the KPFK board? Does anybody want to nominate someone for secretary?
Jan Goodman, I would like to nominate Leslie M.G.
And Myla Reason seconds that nomination.
Are there any further nominations for secretary of the KPFK LSB?
I nominate Myla.
Wait.
Can you hear me?
Sorry, I have to ask Leslie. Leslie, do you accept as nominated?
I do.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Sue.
I want to nominate Myla.
Myla?
This is Sue.
I don't even know if I should be grateful for that nomination. Honestly, anybody who is willing to do it, I'm just in awe of, because it's a lot of work, and I decline the nomination.
You've done so much work. We appreciate you.
Really, really amazing, amazing amount of work, and very well done too. High quality. Thank you so much, Myla. And you have, I want to mention, we're joined by Mike Bressler. Hi Mike, how are you? Glad to have you with us. Does anyone else wish to nominate someone to be secretary, of this erstwhile? I want to point out, by the way, it's the LSB, not the LSD. So, be clear on that. Myla, go ahead.
Yeah. May I just be recognized? We need to actually hear Mike's voice. And now I remember that Mike did send an email saying that he would be late. And if you could just let us hear you for the recording so that we can mark you down as present for the meeting, Mike. You're muted.
I'm trying to, there you go. You're
here. And also,
thank you.
And also, Doug Barnett has joined us.
Oh, good.
Are you able to unmute and tell us that you're present?
Doug Barnett, you're here, Doug? If the spirit moves you, will you speak to us? I don't see him to mute.
I asked him to unmute, but.
All right. Doug, if you're able, I know you've had trouble in the past unmuting. Oh, there, I see you here. I'm going to ask to unmute. Doug, I'm trying. Not happening. Can we check and see why Doug is muted? I know he's had trouble before.
Well, it's not coming from our end. He's going to have to.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Doug, we hope to hear from you. Just pipe in whenever you get clear. Okay. Does anyone else wish to be nominated or does anyone else wish to nominate anyone for the job of secretary?
Chair, point of information.
Please.
Isn't it the case that people can self-nominate to be officers?
I don't know. Dennis, can people self-nominate to be officers?
Yeah.
I believe that
under the bylaws, people can self-nominate to become officers.
If anyone else wants to self-nominate to
become bylaws.
Go ahead, Dennis.
Unless the bylaws say otherwise, always you may self-nominate.
Okay, and you don't need a second.
So if the bylaws are silent, nor do you need a second.
Okay, thank you, Dennis. Myra, go ahead.
Yeah, there is a distinction. So according to the bylaws, I believe, self-nomination is permitted for officer elections, officer nominations, but not for director nominations. So we'll talk about that later in our delegates assembly. But pardon me, Dennis.
Again, okay. If the bylaws are silent, you're left with what Roberts tells us, and Roberts tells us that self-nomination is always. So you would have to have a bylaws provision actually saying you cannot self-nominate. To override Roberts.
Does
correct.
Anyone want to? Does
may
anyone?
I, may I just clarify, please, Harvey? The bylaws do not are silent on self-nomination for officer elections, but not for director elections, and we'll discuss that further when we assemble as delegates.
Thank you for that. But spoiler alert, you cannot self-nominate for a delegate to the PMB, but you can to be an officer of the PMB, of the KPFK OSB. Does anyone else wish to nominate or self-nominate to become secretary of the OSB? Hearing none, shall we have 1 minute statements, since you do have the option to write in? These are technically not unopposed. And then we'll have a quick discussion from Terry and or Sarah as to how the election will happen. Tatanka, as the sole nominee for our chair, can you take a minute and just tell us who you are and why you want this job?
I'll hopefully take less than a minute. I was asked to do this job by people whom I highly respect. I want to do the job because as an organizer, I intend always to surround myself with better thinkers, better organizers, better visionaries, and just coordinate that team to a successful outcome. So this is a time KPFK and KPFA have been an integral part of my life. I've lived in both Northern and Southern California, and I want to make a contribution at this particular point in time, and I truly believe this can be a renaissance of our station. Because it has to be, and because this group of people understands that we have to be that. So thank you for your trust, and I hope to earn your trust. Thank you.
Thank you, and you're a great organizer, and I really appreciate your presence. Vice Chair, Nikki Hahn, and then John Crumshow. Nikki, can you give us a minute? There we go. You're unmuted. Nikki Hahn, can you hear me?
Sure. Hi. Yes. I okay.
Point of personal privilege.
Yeah.
I think that Nikki's audio is not happening because you've got your video on, Nikki. And if you disable your video, we might be able to hear you clearly.
There you go. Go ahead. Try again. Nikki, can we hear you now?
Okay. Can you?
Yeah. You're good. You're good. Yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah. You're good.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Thank you, Myla. So I appreciate this nomination. I think I would be happy to be the vice chair. I think I bring a student's perspective. I'm a student up at UCSB. I'm 33, so I would bring maybe a younger perspective too, even though I guess you're not supposed to really bring maybe, personal preferences into this position, but, I'd be happy to do it. I'm also happy to just be on the LSB board. So for those, I'm happy to be here and help in any way that I can.
Thank you so much, Nikki. Much appreciated. John Crumshow?
Yes, thank you, Harvey and Tatanka for the nomination and seconding it. I have had the pleasure of working with Harvey as the co-chair, and at times I was called on to add some information that might be helpful to the body in terms of determining a course of action. I've also had the great pleasure of working with Tatanka, and in fact, I interviewed him and his wife on the show I have on KPFK, Politics or Pedagogy, and I think that everything that we're doing here really relates to education and our mission. And as a longtime teacher, I have respect for that effort, and I would very much like to be part of this board. Thank you very much. John Crumshow.
Thank you, John. And you are the host, of course, of Politics and Pedagogy. And it's great to have you with us. Much appreciated. Kim, you have been nominated for another term as treasurer. Can you give us a minute? Kim Kaufman?
Yeah, hi, everyone. First of all, I want to sort of apologize because I am on my phone because I have no electricity at my house. I woke up this morning and, you know, the wind had apparently blown out the electric in my neighborhood. And I would like to ask somebody if they could please send me my treasurer's report I sent out to you all last night because I don't have access to it. Anyways, yes, this is, I think, my fourth term as treasurer. I've been around for about 13 years. I've been treasurer and chair of the finance committee multiple times. And I can only say that my personal experience and keep doing this year after year is that I get better at it. And we not only deal with KPFK's finances, but with all the other stations as well, and the whole Pacifica, which is takes a lot of time to get up to speed on all of that. And I think my expertise and experience is helpful, useful in this position. So I guess that's it. Thanks.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for that. Much appreciated. I hope your electricity being out doesn't mean that the Diablo Canyon nuclear plant is blown up, but I don't think that's the case at this point. Myra, go ahead.
Yeah, can I just ask
you? I just want to say it's like a typical third world country. Whenever it rains too hard or the wind blows too hard, we lose power in, you know, where I live.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Kim, how do you want that sent? Can it be, is an email okay? You can get that on your phone?
Yeah, I can get to my emails on my phone. Thank you.
So is somebody going to do it or can someone else do that? Can someone else
follow? I can do that.
Great.
I'll do it right now.
Okay. Thank you, Mark.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The secretary position, our nominee is Leslie. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Leslie, give us a minute, please.
I don't think I have a full minute. And I don't know anybody here except Jan and Myla. So hello, everybody. I have been a long time. I'm a Los Angeles native. I've been a long time KPFK listener and really value it as a unique and vital, resource because it provides a place for all voices and points of view, and it promotes and encourages the full participation of the people here. And whatever I can do to help make that possible for it to continue, I think is really important. We are constantly fed, canned, recycled, incorrect information. And I value what KPFK does, and I want to see it continue. I don't want to see these, little voices snuffed out. So if sitting and taking notes, which is what I do pretty much all day long in my job anyway, I'm happy to do it, and I look forward to working with everybody.
Well, just remember when you're taking notes to get up at least every half hour and walk around for at least 3 minutes. But thank you so much for that, Leslie. Much appreciated. Sarah Roos or
excuse me, Harvey.
Sorry, go ahead.
Harvey.
Yeah.
And this is Rachel Brunke. Are we able to speak on behalf of a nominee?
Yes, please. I think that's in order. Go ahead, okay. Rachel.
I would like to really. I'm very excited to vote for Nikki for vice chair. Many, many reasons. I've been a Green Party member for 30 years, and one of the things we do at our meetings is that we prioritize the building of capacity within our boards. And so we have rotation of leadership, we have gender equity, we have just a lot of concerns. And I just think this is a perfect opportunity. We say as KPFK that we want to bring in the youth, and now's the time to do it.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
Time is up for this section, so we need to...
Okay, then very quickly, thank you for that, Rachel. I do believe...
Excuse me, Rachel, I'm sorry.
If anyone else has anything to say for a candidate, we'll allow that for 1 minute. And then Jan has pointed out we're out of time here, but I do want to have... did anybody want to speak to a candidate? Okay, then Terry Goodman or Sarah Roos, either one of you, if you would explain exactly how this election... is going to work, then we will go to our great executive director for a report. But we do need to know the mechanics of this. Terry, please. Or Sarah? I'm asking to unmute Terry. I don't see Sarah. Can we unmute Terry Goodman? Aye. The perils of... Zoom, I can't get you to unmute. My understanding, I can't get Terry to unmute. Do we have Sarah? Is Sarah on the call? I am trying to unmute Terry and it's not working. Damn. All right, we'll have to find a time further down. My understanding is that, Myla, go ahead. You can explain.
In the appendix of the agenda that I sent out, there is a motion an authorizing resolution for the election of these officers. And I would like to read that motion, and then if I can find it. So bear with me, and that should be helpful because we're going to have to.
Well, my understanding is that everybody's going to get emailed a
right, ballot. But we have a motion that we have to read and agree upon.
All right.
So give me a moment. I'm sorry, I'm not prepared.
Stephanie Wells, are you with us?
Yes, Stephanie? I am.
You are. Can we just give us a second to get through this?
Oh, of course. No problem.
Okay. Well, it's great to have you with us. As the only person I ever met who successfully sued Hugh Hefner, I am, still in awe of your presence and also of the job you've been doing as executive director. We're really honored to have you, and thank you so much for your great work.
Thank you.
How did you find this?
Yeah, almost.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm 2 seconds away. I apologize.
So again, my understanding.
I'm almost there. Okay, I've got it.
All right, let's hear it, please.
I've got it. Okay, so, okay. The authorizing motion for the 2024 KPFK local station board officer elections via email. Resolved that the elections for KPFK LSV officers for the 2024 term shall be conducted via electronic mail, with Terry L. Goodman serving as chair of tellers and Sarah Roos serving as teller. Further resolved that all currently serving KPFK delegates are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions via email on or before Monday, January 8th, 2024, and that the polls shall close on Friday, January 12th, 2024, at midnight Pacific time. The chair of tellers will distribute preliminary tally results to all voters soon after the tellers agree on those results. The chair of tellers is authorized to announce to all voters via email approximately 24 hours prior to the close of polls the number of ballots received and the identities of voters from whom a ballot has not yet been received. If for some reason Terry Goodman or Sarah Roos are unwilling or unable to conduct these elections, the chair pro tem is authorized to designate other neutral persons to do so. If quorum is not met by the close of polls, the chair of tellers is authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline, not to exceed 4 days beyond the initial close of polls. Election ties are to be resolved and the results declared and or ratified at the next noticed meeting of the local station board. To facilitate these elections after adoption of this motion, the secretary or secretary pro tem shall send to both tellers the roster of current LSV members with email addresses and phone numbers, the names of the nominated candidates, and the offices to which they have been nominated, parenthetically chair, vice chair, treasurer, secretary, close parentheses, and the exact text of this motion as finally adopted. So we need to pass.
All right. Is there objection to adopting this motion? Does it need a second? I'll second it. Is there, Harvey Wasserman, is there objection to adopting this motion? I will note that hearing none, it's adopted. Terry is stuck apparently in the chat. Terry, you may have to sign out and then sign back in. Terry has said voters will be sent instructions via email. Please read the instructions. A text message was sent from me, Terry, to all delegates at 8:18 a.m. today. So we've done this before. I hope it's clear. The motion has been adopted. Terry, if for some reason you find a way to come back in, we will welcome you, in person. Terry, are you?
I may be unmuted.
Terry, you're good?
I think so. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Good to hear it from you. Okay. Is there anything we need to do beyond what's just been done?
No, just read the instructions. There will be the elections will be separate. One election for the LSV and one election for the delegates.
Okay. And again, people can write in. Thank you very much, Terry. And we will proceed. The elections will be in the mail. We will welcome the new officers at our February 4th meeting and the new PMB delegates. Okay, having done all that, I think we're a little behind schedule, but not too bad. We are very, very honored to have Stephanie Wells. Stephanie, If you want to unmute and if you want to have the camera on you, that's up to you. But we're glad to have you, and we look forward to a full report. We will take a recess at somewhere between 12:10 and 12:15. You will be followed by public comment up until 12:10 or so. Then we'll take a short recess and reconvene for a delegates meeting. But in the meantime, the floor is yours. Stephanie Wells, we're glad to hear whatever you can tell us about what's going on with Pacifica.
Great. Thank you very much for inviting me to the meeting. I know that people keep my comments short and just allow for, you know, more questions, because I know people have quite a few questions, particularly regarding the sale of the Los Angeles building. So one of the things that, you know, we're focusing on a regular basis is the finances. We are also focusing on programming and underwriting and getting some foundation policies and procedures in place to sort of just make the business of running the foundation smoother. But we do have to focus, of course, on the financials on pretty much a daily basis. So what we've been attempting to do is to try to bring down our payables as much as possible and really work with so many of our vendors who have been incredibly patient with Pacifica over the years in trying to get on, you know, payment plans and, you know, work with them to pay off some bills that have been past due for, in some cases, multiple years. So we're very grateful for the respect that a lot of the vendors have for Pacifica that have allowed us to be able, you know, that are patient enough to work with us. So technically, our aged payables, just so people kind of can get a general idea of what we're talking about when we're talking about the amount of money that is owed places, is that we have approximately $1,241,401 in aged payables that are due. And that is foundation-wide, and it's not just specific to certain stations, but it does include, you know, insurance for the whole, you know, whole network. It involves a lot of legal bills. It does involve some health benefits. It involves paying off some premium costs. So it is a little bit of everything that's all across the foundation. So, you know, one of the things when I'm looking at aged payables and the amount of funds that are due or money that is coming in, I do look at it foundation wide because that is what I'm responsible for. So the total, as I said, without any of the loans that we have in aged payables right now is $1.2 million. We do have two loans, that we have out as well. One is the FJC loan and another is the Small Business Association EIDL. And we are in default on both of those loans, but we are in conversations with both of those organizations, and we are working on getting those loan agreements rewritten and getting caught up with our past due interest payments, and then also setting aside some funds from the sale of the KPFK archive building we're setting aside at least a year's worth of those interest payments so we won't go into default again. The amount of loans that we have, the loan principal that is due, it's not due, but the total amount of loan principal at this point for FJC is $2.5 million. And the total payoff for the small business EIDL loan, it's kind of a double word there because L stands for loan, but the EIDL loan, the total payoff would be a little over $2 million. So when you take a look at our total aged payables plus the amount of loans that are due, we have a total of past due or aged payables of $4.1 million. So this is where we're kind of looking at when we're talking about making sure that the programs are raising money, making sure that our fund drives are successful, making sure that we are reaching out to individuals that can help make donations. And we have had some very generous donors, particularly toward the end of the year. We had some donors that came in with some wonderful gifts. We had some very generous donors that helped cover a majority of the cost of the elections that we had last year. Those were budgeted at $78,000. That's been And that was even less than what it cost the year before, but we were able to come in this past year at 53,000. So it is very imperative when we do talk about the elections that we make sure that we, you know, have the money to be able to hold those elections, because it is costly. We are working on underwriting at a lot of the stations. The PMB passed an underwriting motion that gives great clarification as to what stations can and cannot do as far as underwriting. We have had success with underwriting with local, they're not really PSAs, but sort of in New York, they've been doing some underwriting through the Department of Sanitation and the Department of Public Health, KPF. T in Houston has done a great job with underwriting and having sponsors from local businesses, even with programs that may not necessarily be geared toward an audience that would have the ability to donate money to that program. They've been able to find sponsors that can sponsor a program for a year or 2 years total, which has been great. So, you know, when we do have people that maybe voicing concerns that their program is not geared again toward an audience that can raise funds, there may be sponsors or foundations or organizations or people that are out there that would be willing to help sponsor that because the program is so important to the audience that it's reaching. So we do have an underwriting committee that's at KPFK that has been working diligently to get that off the ground. So we thank them for their work with that. And there are very, very strict guidelines as to what can and cannot be part of a sponsorship and an underwriting wording. And that's not only the details that are laid out by the FCC, but then we also have our strict guidelines as well as to what kind of businesses we would accept money from. And one way to kind of look at underwriting, I know a lot of people have been kind of anti that, is that we are providing a service to the community. There are quite a few local businesses that do not have the opportunity to get the word out as to what kind, you know, about their business, and particularly small businesses in the local community. They can't afford the advertising that would be on a regular commercial-based station. And, you know, we don't want to be able to provide, we're not providing that advertising, but we are providing their name out there by saying that they are strong supporters of KPFK, and then their company is listed. So it is a great opportunity for us to be able to reach out to our local businesses and to be able to provide them with what they need to be able to support their business and support the community. So it is a great outreach program. And I know we've also been trying to reach out to other nonprofits and give them, you know, just give them free airtime, but be able to give them time to some other nonprofits are doing that are in line with our mission. So as far as the sale of the KPFK building, we are officially in escrow. And escrow will probably close somewhere around early February, mid-February. The buyers of the building are a music production company. They have recorded at KPFK back in the day, so they were very familiar with KPFK. They're very familiar with the history of the station, respect the station. We're very adamant, for example, to they're going to be purchasing the piano that is in the studio because they don't want it to get lost. They want it to be a part of KPFK history and part of that building history. And they really are very respectful of the work that Pacifica has done in Los Angeles over the years. So they are being they're working with us very closely to make sure that we have the space that we need to accommodate what we need. I haven't seen the plans for the build out of the building as of yet, but it appears as if KPFK will be in the front part of the building, and it will have, we'll have a separate entrance, separate restrooms, elevator, and then they will be using the back part of the building. We don't need to, we're planning on doing everything we can to be able to move out. But you know, it's not when escrow closes, they're going to sit there and kick everybody out. They understand that we don't have the funds to pay for the movers or storage or anything like that until the funding comes through with the sale of the building. So they're being, again, very patient with their time to make sure that, we can take our time getting out, but we can't push it off until the last minute. I don't want people to all of a sudden the day before escrow closes sit there and say, what? We have to clean up. So I do appreciate that the staff and the volunteers that have been working extremely hard going through decades of items that are in that building to get everything ready for a move. We do have a group, once we move in, we will be able to stay in the building rent free for 10 years. That's been a substantial savings when we look at it in the long run. We are the organization of the group that is purchasing the building is also very supportive of the archives and are willing to do a fund drive for us to help digitize the archives and do what we need to try to make sure that we get the archives in a position where we can start licensing and sharing the archival material that we have with universities and with schools. We do have a partnership with LAUSD, but the archive material that we have is not in a state where it can be shared easily for classrooms and curriculum and licensed the way it should be. So everything needs to be digitized, but we need to be able to prioritize, and the goal over the year and a half that the building is being renovated is to really have the archive department, for example, take a close look at the materials that we have, prioritize what should be digitized, take a look at what's in storage. We have about 80% of the archival material that's in storage, see what kind of, what shape it is in. Some of the stuff we're storing, we don't even own. So we need to figure out who owns it. And we've been storing it for them for decades and then be able to send that back to them, of course, at their expense. But we really need to get an official catalog of the archival material that we have, prioritize, as I said, what needs to be digitized, and then get it into a position where we can start sharing the materials that we have with schools and with universities, and be able to license the material that we have. So that year and a half, year and a half of things being, rebuilt out in that building will really give us an opportunity to take a good close look at the archives. And the same also with, KPFK. We're really looking again at this year and a half, to be able to take a very close look at our programming, assist the programmers that need any sort of additional training or updating to the programs that they have, to really, really work with them and take a good close look at our grid. And when we move back into the building, which will be, sort of a wonderful, we're moving back into the building sort of event, is that we can use it as a kickoff point as well to a nice public relations blitz to get people to start returning to KPFK, tune in, and they will be working with the marketing department of the people that are purchasing the building as well, and they will be providing assistance to us as we kick off that move back into the new house, this sort of thing. So what we'd like to do too is that with a lot of the programming we have nationwide is really assist our programmers that their program doesn't need to be specific to just their station. I would love to be able to have programs that are so strong at KPFK that other stations in our network want to air them. So if we, it's not just with, you're not just limited to Los Angeles, but you do have an entire network of other stations that could use your program. So rather than just being on the air in LA, what can we do to, use that program in New York? Can we use this program in Washington DC? Is this something that would work in Houston? To really be able to share the programming that we have and let people know that they're not just limited. I know some programs, of course, are specific to Los Angeles, but really help our programmers take a broader look that they can become a program and a voice across the country, not just in Los Angeles. So I really want to be able to provide individuals with the tools that they need or the training that they need in order to take their programming to the next level. And that's not only to, of course, benefit KPFK or Pacifica, but will also benefit the programmers as well and really help sort of take them to the next level in their skill, and then also serve as a nice training ground for new programmers to come in and learn the trade. And I that is, I believe, something that is lacking across Pacifica in general. We do have in our mission that we're educational, and it's not just educating the public on topics, but it's also educating people on how to be able to get their voice on the air and become good writers and become good producers. So I'm hoping that in this year and a half, not only is it business as usual with KPFK, but we can also serve as kind of a reset for a lot of individuals that may just need that extra bit of training as we move forward. We have set aside money from the sale of the building, of course, to cover moving costs, any sort of additional storage of materials that we need to save until we move back into the building, and then also money set aside in order to have temporary office space and any sort of miscellaneous operational expenses that we'll have for that 15 months that work is being done. I have budgeted for a possibility of 2 years just to be on the safe side, but you know, you never know with construction. It could be a year and a half. It could be 2 years. So I just want to make sure that we have the funds that are necessary to cover those costs. Because of course, incurring rent, while we're out of the building is something that is new to KPFK. And they are struggling financially. So I want to make sure that we have KPFK covered, for those expenses that are new. We are coming close to the end of paying off the past due power bill that was for the tower. So that will save, quote unquote, sort of an additional $2,300 some odd. KPFK has been raising to pay down that past due bill. We still have, you know, the $12,000 that is the electric bill for the tower every month, but we're only just a couple payments away from paying that down. So that will free up some of that money as well. The other funds that are going to be used from the sale of the building, we're going to be, as I said, setting aside the interest payments for the two loans that we have to make sure that we don't go into default on those. So we'll be paying off past due interest payments. And then, as I said, setting aside at least 1 year worth of interest payments for both of those. We have a couple of legal bills that we'll be paying off as well. Particularly with our FCC attorneys, which we use. We don't owe them any money that's past due, but we do use them on a regular basis, you know, obvious for all the stations across the board. So we want to make sure that we are setting aside some funds for them as well. Other than that, we're also going to be setting aside money so we can get our audit done. We are past due with our audit. The audit costs roughly $76,000. Filing our taxes costs approximately $9,000. So at this point, we have to get our past year 2022 audit done. But now we're at a point that we're also looking at having to get 2023 ready for that audit as well. So I would like to be able to set aside funding for both of the audits so we can make sure that we get the past due one that is due and our taxes filed in a timely manner, and then also set aside some money so when it comes time to do our audit, we can have that as well. I will most likely be setting aside some money as well for the election, because we have another one coming up. And as although I would like the elections to be self-funding and be able to have people that are running for certain offices and interested in the elections help us with the fundraising for that, I just want to be on the safe side and set aside some money for that just in case people don't want to step up and help raise funds for that. And again, we had a couple of very generous donors that helped support that election last year. But, you know, I will ask them again this year, but I can't guarantee with any donor that funding will continue. We're also going to be setting aside money to make sure that we get caught up in our payments with our donor database. We have a software that is used across the network that keeps track of our donations and individuals that we are in contact with and keeps our lists clean, for example, of the emails of all of our members. And it hasn't really been updated or cleaned or managed in a while. Hence why we have the elections, there's always an issue with the email list. That's because there isn't cleaning that is going on a regular basis on our donor database. So I want to make sure that with some of the proceeds from the sale of the building, that we will be able to get the assistance that we need to help cleaning up that data. And then we can start reaching out to donors and past due members that are lapsed, that we haven't been able to, that no one really has reached out to because we haven't had adequate records. That usually what happens with donor databases, if somebody's credit card is expired or coming close to expiring, an automatic email gets sent out that says, you know, hey, your credit card is ready to expire. Let's go ahead and renew it for another year. Or it reminds us that somebody made a pledge and they need to make their pledge payments. So all of that information is going to help us in the long run by keeping better track of our membership, reaching out to our lapsed members, and then being able to just send out tax acknowledgement letters on a regular basis and thank you notes and, you know, things that regular smooth-running foundations rely on a regular basis is our donor database. So we're really going to make sure that we get that to the point where it's working for us and we have a better grasp of our membership. We have some liability and casualty insurance that I'm sure people have heard that we need to renew. A lot of the stations are getting that on their own because it is imperative that we have liability and casualty insurance and directors and officers insurance. So there's quite a few of the stations across the network that are working on getting that insurance on their own, but that is something that should be coming from the national office. And a lot of these expenses that should be paid for and covered by the national office haven't been because the stations aren't paying their central services. So, you know, we're not a franchise, but it's kind of an easy way to kind of look at it is that, you know, if you're a part of a YMCA, your local YMCA pays a fee to the larger YMCA, which then pays a fee to the national YMCA, which helps provide all of the services that you need. And this is something that the central services, which many people don't seem to quite understand in the Pacifica world, is to why those exist. If we, you know, we have a lot of services that each station is using on their own, which does not make sense because we have multiple licensing fees. We have, you know, you get a group discount if all of us are paying into one service and getting something at a much lesser rate if there's five networks that are using that service. So things like, you know, your audits and your elections and your donor database and your health plans and your, you know, Nielsen's ratings and your insurance coverage and, you know, anything, any of the legal fees, all of those things should be paid for by the central services that should be provided by the local stations. And only KPFT in Houston has been paying central services, over the last year. And they are one of the smaller stations. So the central service payments that are being made are greatly appreciated. But it isn't nearly what is necessary to keep a lot of these, why a lot of these bills have gone into the rears is because the stations just aren't paying their central services. So WBAI did receive a bequest last year and they pulled a large portion of that bequest and paid, at least it was about a third of what was owed in their central services from just last year. So when you kind of take a look at what that, you know, what that means with the central service costs is that, last year, for example, let me pull up the budget, in unpaid central services of just last year, we had roughly $357,000 was paid in central services last year, which was great and, you know, appreciated. The majority of that came from KPFT and WBAI because of a bequest that they received. But in unpaid central services, it was $1.3 million. So we had $1.3 million in unpaid central services, which was, should have been used, which would have been used to pay many of our past due vendors and the services that we need and the services that we lost. But yet we ended last year at $1.8 million in debt. So if people had paid their central services and raised what was necessary through better programming, bringing in funding through the programming, bringing in sponsorships, being able to secure additional donors if we had a clean database, letting a lot of our lapsed donors and people that had made pledges, being able to have that donor database that would have reminded them that they had, you know, money that they had promised to pay, and if we could encourage them to make those payments, you know, we wouldn't have been in debt as much as we did. So the stations last year raised a little over $8 million, $8.6 million. We had expenses of 10.5, and a lot of that, again, was that unpaid central services of 1.3. So it's very imperative that we work independently, of course, as our stations and our archives and our affiliates, but we also have to look that, oh, the affiliates do pay their central services, so kudos out to the affiliates for paying that. But we do have to look at it as we are a unit, we are one foundation, we are one nonprofit. So when one organization, when one division is suffering, we do reach out to the other divisions to help. We've had KPFT stepped up this past year and covered a lot of shortfalls for for other stations that were having difficulties paying certain bills. WPFW reached out and they covered in the early part of the year. They helped offset some expenses as well. KPFA has done the same thing. And even the affiliate network has done the same thing, where they floated money to different groups that needed money to cover electric bills or something like that. So we're grateful that these stations do work together as a group, but we have to kind of look at the organization as what we are. We are one foundation, and we need to support each other when there is one station that isn't doing well. And we hope that during this, you know, year and a half when we are waiting to move back into our new building, that we can use that as an opportunity to really take a close look at what we're doing.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. We run out of time for this section. We Mr. Chair, we can extend time or whatever, but it's now 12.
Stephanie, can you stay with us? We are duty bound to have the election for PMB delegates, and we'll do it as quickly as possible and then have you back in. Can we do that?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Myra, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to correct. It's we're going to be electing directors, not delegates.
And PMB directors. If we can do this, Stephanie, it's an astounding report. We really appreciate your great work. We have hands. If we can do this election as we are legally duty-bound to do, and then come back to you and proceed, we would really appreciate your forbearance. We've got 20 minutes set aside for the elections, and then we will resume with you. Can we do that, please?
And maybe she can go off and call back in so that she can.
Yes, whatever you need to do, Stephanie, for your convenience. But we estimate 20 minutes for this section on the PMB elections, and then come back to you if that's okay.
Perfect. No problem.
And Harvey,
thank you so much.
I can recognize that I think that what we're going to need to do once we come back is we're going to have to vote to extend time for our this extraordinary opportunity to talk to Stephanie.
Okay. I'm sure we will be able to do that. Stephanie, thank you so much. We'll try and keep this to 20 minutes if we can. And then, and we'll resume with your incredible report. Okay.
And maybe we could call her back when we're ready. So that
Stephanie, if you'd like that, we can do that. Does that meet your convenience?
Sure. And I'll just stay on mute and just keep the phone on. That's fine.
Okay.
Perfect.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. We are duty bound now. We've been without full representation on the Pacifica National Board. We are electing delegates to the Pacifica National Board. There are, what are you saying, Myra?
Directors.
Directors to the, this is a delegate assembly. We're electing directors to Pacifica National Board. There are 3 seats available for the PNB and one of regular directors and then one staff. Myra?
I'd just like to say that we've got a couple of minutes before we are our announced scheduled time. And so when we get to 12:15 California time, if you would just say that we are now convening at 12:15 as a blah, blah, blah day for the purpose of the recording, and I think I need to stop the recording for the local station board and then start a new recording for the,
And I would like to proceed with the staff election first and then director election, the regular direction after
so
that.
If you'll allow me, I'm going to, I think if you say that it's this time and we're recessing.
Okay, we are recessing now. It is 12:14 Pacifica time. We are recessing for 1 minute. The recording has been stopped.
You know what? I'm just trying to figure this out on the fly. And I think what I'm going to do is I'll send the entire, so that it doesn't have to be in parts, I'm going to send the entire recording for both the delegate assembly and the two-part local station board assembly to Otis McClay. And the full recording will be available on KPFTX, both for the local station board and for the delegate assembly. And I apologize for having just figured this out.
Go ahead and do it.